Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jim King missed.
Now, there was a huge, huge opening at an art gallery in Tokyo recently, but the crowd there weren't there to see the art.
No.
They weren't even there for the free nibbles and wine, which is certainly the reason I've gone to.
Yeah, for sure.
Most of the openings that I've been to.
I go there to meet other artists.
Oh, I love to rub shoulders with artists and get inspired and to get the free drinks and cheesy bits.
What does this one mean to you?
They were there to steal the artwork. Oh, I was hoping for a bit more of that.
Great song.
Jane's Addiction, love it. God, I love the Japanese. They're always so kooky with their ideas. This was called a stealable art exhibition.
Okay.
And so basically the gallery owners said, or the artists involved as well, said, all right, the opening, da-da-da, and then at midnight when we close, you can break in and steal the art.
Like so performance art almost.
It was, totally. And so that's what they did. And so this huge crowd... They had the police there, and the police said that everyone was very polite.
Yep.
Even though they were, you know, essentially
smashing through windows, breaking
in.
I think the door was left open, and yeah, so they went on in, and people just grabbed bits and pieces of these artworks and took them away.
That's so weird.
It's so cool.
Yeah, but I mean, I suppose it depends if they're taking the whole piece or whether they're just grabbing bits.
No,
and, you know,
no, totally. This lady here said, 26, Yakushi Hasada, grabbed a clip that was used to hold a piece of paper, that hold one of the artworks onto whatever, onto an easel.
Oh, that is gold. Yeah, they
and
do some
said
different
stuff. She was very pleased to have this clip. And she knows it was the clip because she was at the exhibition earlier and saw the clip.
Ah.
Wow.
And thought it looked nice.
Was anyone running up with toilet paper at the time?
Yeah, they would be now. God bless the Japanese.